The purpose of the report was to see what is happening once the resources boom starts fading.
The University of Sydney's Professor Hans Hendrischke was lead researcher on the Australia-China Trade Report commissioned by the Australia-China Business Council.
We set up a methodology to enable us to look at other areas outside of the resources and the mining sectors and to see whether there was growth and development that would lead into the future and create possibilities and opportunities for Australian companies to grow in other areas to make up for the gap that will necessarily occur once resources exports slow further down.
He says their analysis found potential for growth in a number of areas, with the strongest potential in agribusiness.
Well, agribusiness is driven by demand in the Chinese market, and demand in the Chinese market is very wide and covers a whole range of areas where Australia has a natural competitive advantage. So these would be areas such as safe food, and that's primarily on the dairy side, with infant formula. It would be beef. It would be horticultural products. The point there is that demand for these products comes not in a bulk demand, but it comes specifically for individual markets. So it requires much more integration of Australian farmers with suppliers and processors in China or processing here in Australia. It will therefore lead to a closer interaction between the two economies.
So are partnerships between Chinese companies and Australian companies in that agribusiness sector, are they something that we're likely to see more of in the future?
Yes, in fact, that is the trend. At the moment, the public debate and public attention is very much focused on individuals buying land or buying farms. But the real growth and the expansion of agribusiness will come from joint operation of processing facilities and from integrating value chains, so that you would have supply chains that run from the Australian farm through cool transport and whatever is needed to the Chinese retail sector or even into global value chains.
And what are the advantages of that sort of model over direct investment?
It has several advantages. One is on the work creation and employment side, that this model of cooperation and partnership retains and creates workplaces in Australia, as opposed to simply shifting raw materials to China and have the processing and all the other steps done there. And there's a need to integrate this agricultural trade with processing here simply to guarantee that customers in China can be sure there is traceability of quality, that the quality, the cleanliness and so on of food is guaranteed. That takes efforts on both sides. So it would make the integration more stable and more long-term than otherwise if it was just an export trade.